Ask Wally Nichols what he does for a living, and he may have a number of different answers. It could be a musician, could be a farmer, could be a cartoonist. Today we're going to talk to the author, Wally Nichols. His new book is Dear Wally, a collection of snarky advice columns and opinionated essays. These are pieces from the Bluestone Press. Wally, you see, is an advice columnist for this upstate paper. It's not exactly advice, so at least it's not in the Dear Abby sense. He'll explain exactly how he gets on his soapbox and dispenses his thoughts. The book is a collection of the best 50 over a three-year span, and it's a pleasure to welcome Wally Nichols to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate having you here.
Thanks, Joe. This is a big honor. You know, it's this is actually sort of like getting backstage passes to Rolling Stones concert.
I don't think so.
Because let me tell you why.
not as much blow.
In my car.
Yeah.
There's two sources of entertainment. One is WAMC.
Yeah.
And listening to you guys, and the other is Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing books on tape.
Okay, cool. Yeah, very. Both, well, Judy Blume, I'm honored. How'd you get doing this?
So I think the advice column, the kernel of the advice column started way back when my mother warned me. She said, she wagged her finger at me and she said, you be careful, because if you see a copperhead snake, you can be pretty sure that there's going to be a second one behind them because they travel in pairs. This is when I was a little kid, grew up on a farm. So I scratched my head and I said, but what if I have come across the second one? Yeah. Then what? So there's the nugget of the advice. Like maybe there's some questioning to be happening here. And fast forward a bunch of years and there's a great opportunity in the Bluestone Press, which is, you know, Hudson Valley regional paper and based out of Stone Ridge. And I spoke to the publisher and said, what do you think about an advice column that would field questions and possibly make Dear Abby turn over in her grave?
was that a goal?
It's kind of a goal, and it was received in a lukewarm way.
Yeah.
But she held her nose and took a chance on it.
So the, I mean, this really, I don't want to dispense or remove the audience, the writer of the letter from this equation, but assuming that there is enough volume, that you can pretty much pick what you want to write about, right? I mean, there's enough variety there to say, oh, okay, I want to get on my high horse about this as opposed to this.
Yeah, and I tend to like the softballs that are thrown my way.
Yeah.
And they do come occasionally.
Okay, so give me an example of a softball.
Here's one. This is an easy one here. So, Dear Wally, can a spider get caught in a spider web?
All right.
It's a question that came my way, and my reply to this is, and this is short and right to the point, is definitely, probably, possibly, maybe, I don't know. But it's a decent question. You got to figure that Mother Nature thought that one through. That's the end of the advice. Like, you walk away with nothing. Sorry. Right. You know.
Good for you, and you're getting paid for that.
Yeah. I'm getting paid for it.
Yeah, that's good. So that shows, I think, and I don't mean, I hope this doesn't come off as mean, but that shows, I think, illustrates that you're not doing this for the advice part of it, that you're doing it more for the entertainment part of it. Yes?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, it's an important distinction to make, because I have received pretty serious hate mail from this column.
Okay.
And
what did they hate you about?
I don't know. What's not to love? So anyway, I don't know, Joe. But some people take things very seriously, and so what I do to these people that fire off these salvos is I remind them that this is really just entertainment, and you will likely walk away with no usable advice at the end of this experience.
Okay. So let me ask, because the difference, and I guess I'm curious as to the type of questions you ask, because if somebody asked you about a spider, can a spider be caught in a web, that's more of a Google question, right? I mean, that's something that you can go and find out. And, you know, if I found a can of beer from 1968, can I still drink it? You know, that's not really advice. That's sort of a, you know, just a general all-purpose question. To me, advice is my ex-wife is dating my brother. Who do I invite to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, exactly. So there is, people will get they'll get satisfaction by writing a real advice columnist.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And some of the stuff, and I have absolutely no credentials for dispensing advice other than an opinion.
Do you think any of these people really have credentials?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, like,
we'll set that aside.
Somebody wrote me a letter that actually was definitely more of a question for an ethicist.
Yes.
And I reminded them right up front that they're not writing an ethicist, and I'm gonna give them a working man's answer.
Okay.
This is how you're gonna get from A to B. And all it's right. You know, it's not gonna be pretty. Give me a moment, I could probably find it somewhere in this book.
So give us an example. Is there a typical letter? Like a typical type of letter that you get?
I do get some relationship questions, which I'm sort of careful to avoid.
Skirt?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I am no expert on relationships, that's for sure. I can tell you how to mess them up, though, that's for sure. But, you know, here's one. Dear Wally, what is the best way to handle accidentally opening your car door in a parking lot and having it gently open into another's car door and maybe leaving a tiny little scratch? Do I get out and examine it? Do I make a big deal of it? Do I leave a note? Or do I throw it in gear and make tracks? So my reply to that is, aha, you skunk! Send me $20 and we will call it even. Don't be such a hurry to get out of your car next time unless you got a swarm of bees chasing you. So that's a typical question that might come my way. I usually write about 1,000 words as a reply. These are really short ones, but these are designed to entertain for the average time spent in the bathroom or just before before your eyes slam shut at night and you're right. Reading at the bedside table or perhaps at the beach.
So one of those things where you can, I can get two more of these in before I collapse and fall asleep.
Right, and I appreciate your ambition.
Yeah,
that.
that's how I.
It's sort of a function of how.
I know when I was looking at the book, I was fascinated by I guess I do understand. The people who write want to be in on it, right? They want to be part of. That's why they're doing it.
Yes.
They want to. You called it a softball earlier. They want to be part of the gag, if you will.
Yeah, and most people have wonderful senses of humor about this, for sure.
And which I assume then makes the hate mail even funnier.
Yeah. It's kind of, I want to tap the haters on the shoulder and say, hey, you guys are completely missing the point here, but I don't want to like further agitate them. So, and there's not so many that I have to like lock my doors at night. It's just, there are a few of them that come across.
Yeah.
Most of the people are having a great time with it. And so am I. And I have to say that I value this soapbox, as you say. I value this soapbox immensely. It is a fantastic opportunity to be a working writer and be able to make people laugh and make people think.
There are people who, as you say, typically your responses are fairly detailed. You've been reading some that are quite short, but it also seems to me that there is a certain amount of. I mean, there's a creative writing aspect, but then there's also a certain amount of research aspect to it. I mean, you and especially in the longer responses, check it out.
I think sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you look into it, right?
No, for sure I do.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not just a knee jerk kind of thing.
Right. Though sometimes it is just that. It depends how much time I have before the impending deadline. I do put some thought into it.
Well, you were talking about a softball, but there's one in here, and I can't find it, but it was one in here about just like, what's your take on Halloween? Well, that's like the great question, because you're assuming that you're just going to go off on Halloween.
which is pretty much what you did.
Right.
So that's a gift, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, it the timing was really great with that one. I'll just share some points of that one.
Yes.
My little daughter, and you know, I am a full-time, half-time parent. And my little daughter was with me on Halloween that year, and we were going over. Nobody had ever explained to her the idea of, here's what you need to do. You need to knock on the door politely, and you say, trick or treat, and then they will give you candy. That's typically how this goes. So I actually explained to her what happens, and she was so young that it was not inappropriate to explain to her how Halloween actually works, because normally it's a preposterous notion to send a kid off to a stranger's house and knock on the door and ask for candy, except for this one time a year. So she was having a little trouble understanding why she's allowed to do it today and not another day.
Tomorrow, right.
Right. So a little while, like 2 days later, after she got very good at trick-or-treating, I'm traveling through JFK Airport, and I'm traveling as a single dad with a girl. She comes with me into the... She's like... handcuffed to me,
sure.
You know, through in a public place like this.
Yeah.
And she does not like to go into the public bathroom, especially at JFK Airport. And who does? You know, it's a horrible place to be if you're a kid or anyway, in any event. And I'm washing my hands afterwards, and I look in the rear, look in the mirror, and she sees the closed door, and she knocks on the door to, there's some guy doing his business behind the stall, and she says to him, trick or treat. And I'm like, okay, whoa. You know, like, so that's really cute, and it's an excellent application of the rule I just gave you, but now we need to forget that rule entirely.
Doesn't fit in this particular circumstance.
So, in her defense, she was 2 years old. So,
okay.
Anyway, that I introduced I brought that little, like, you know, story into the response for what's my take on Halloween.
Followed soon by the lesson of, you know, don't take candy from strangers.
Yes, and don't ever get out of my sight. To 35.
You're also, I mean, I was amazed. I mean, you're pretty prolific. You're doing a lot of these, right? I mean,
they add up.
Yeah. I mean, for 3 years to have this many, that's to fill a book, that's good.
And that's 50 of 150.
100. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ones that you didn't use, were those just because it was somewhat timely, that kind of thing?
So what I did is I reached out to my editor and I said, I'm going to step away from this and you pick the best 50.
Yeah.
What you think are the most important or best or funniest 50, and I'm not going to interfere with this at all. And so she picked them out, not me. And
well, that makes it easier, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So when it comes to the neck, you'll keep doing this and maybe another one, or?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right,
for
so
sure.
You're
it's
keep
great.
Doing this.
Yeah, this is actually the first, essentially the first paperback from this little imprint that the paper is doing, which is like, they would like the column. We had a great response. Let's put together a mini little publishing label and put out this book. So there'll be another one down the line.
How, I don't mean this necessarily the way it's going to come out of, but how geographic do you think it is? The people who write, the responses that you give are they universal in the sense that if you wanted to syndicate this, or if you wanted this to go elsewhere, is that a possibility, do you think, or is the charm of it that it is a community resource?
I think I'm going to answer this a little mathematically for you and to say that 33.3% of these responses are specific to the Stone Ridge Route 209 corridor, and I am like relentlessly taking pot shots at the bad manners that the drivers have in our area, for example. So that wouldn't really have much purchase elsewhere unless you kind of take Route 209 out of the picture and put in your own road and whatever.
Right.
So there's a certain level of locality that people can relate to for sure. But then there's some bigger sweeping issues. The thing about Halloween is not specific to Stone Ridge at all. It's, you know, it's a tale of a little child learning about Halloween, and that's national, if not international, you know.
Well, the name of the book is Dear Wally, a collection of snarky advice columns and opinionated essays. And did you ever read David Denby's book on snark?
No, not yet.
Yeah, you should. I suspect you I really will. Should. It's very, very fun about Snark. I thought of it several times while reading this. Dear Wally, a collection of snarky advice columns and opinionated essays, and it's so how people they can get through the paper, they can get it through your website, Wally Nichols.
They can, yeah, get it. They can get it, of course, at wallynichols.com, also at amazon.com, but also there are a couple local bookstores that I'm working with, and I'd love to be able to give them a shout out because I'm going to be doing book signings at both of them. And one of them is the Golden Notebook in Woodstock. Yep. That's coming up this Saturday at 2.
Saturday at 2 at the Golden Notebook.
In Woodstock. And then the second one is going to be at Inquiring Minds in New Paltz, and that's Sunday, December 14th.
December 14th at Inquiring Minds. You can find out more information by going to wallynichols.com, wallynichols.com. And Wally's book is Dear Wally. Wally, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.